Update of the avalanche report for Tuesday, the 1st of April 2025. New snow and wind slabs are to be critically assessed. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, below 2,400 meter, we have a gliding snow problem. Especially in the aspects east to south to west. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force wind from northerly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs formed. These are covered with new snow and therefore difficult to recognize. New snow and wind slabs can over a wide area be released by a single winter sport participant. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Caution is to be exercised in particular adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls at high altitudes and in high alpine regions. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. Wherever the sun appears, the likelihood of natural avalanches being released will increase. Gliding avalanches are also to be expected. This applies on grassy slopes below approximately 2,400 meters, in the regions exposed to a lot of precipitation especially. And now the snowpack. 30 to 50 centimeters of snow has fallen since Saturday. The fresh snow and the wind slabs formed during the snowfall are lying on soft layers in all aspects above approximately 2,000 meters. West, south and east facing slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. The new snow is lying on a crust. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.9, graupel blanketed with snow. The tendency for Wednesday, the 2nd of April 2025 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.